train myself. So
well, the only thing, when my sister over here, when they found out she had diabetes, of course, I asked them to check my blood for the sugar. And every time they check my blood for cholesterol, they check it for sugar too. And so far, he hasn't limited me on sugar, but I don't eat a lot. Now, I eat a lot of fruit for dessert. But when I cut up my oranges and apples, and I add a little sugar. I don't eat nuts to mount anything. Pecans are the richest. You know, nuts have no cholesterol in them.
I didn't know that.
They're just fat. They just have fat in them, but no cholesterol.
That true of walnuts and almonds and things like that too?
Everything. All nuts have some fat. Pecans have the most. You can eat walnuts when you can't eat pecans. You can eat almonds. Almonds have the least fat. Peanuts don't have peanuts don't have as much fat as pecans do. But not any nuts have cholesterol in them.
Well, I was not aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
I like all kinds of nuts.
Yeah, I used to too.
Yeah, even those things that little things we always call them, the nougato.
I love nougatos. What are they? Brazil nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love them.
We were talking about the peanuts. Did you ever hear any of them have different names, other names?
Gubbers. Gubbers and peanuts, that's all I've heard.
Ever hear of
gubbers? Well, but we always thought peanuts were smaller than gubbers.
So a little bit different.
Yeah. What we call gubbers wasn't the same thing that we call peanuts. It was a different variety. It was a bigger nut.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the walnut, the outside covering on the walnut. What do you usually call that?
I don't even call it anything but the shell.
Is that the harder inside when you call it a shell too?
That's the skin.
Skin?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about how the meat you get from the hog.
You blanch the almonds to get the skin off of them.
Would y'all ever get sausage from the hogs too?
Ooh, Mama would make sausage and she'd make souse. Yes, delicious sausage and souse. Mama would make everything she could out of the meat. Oh, yes.
What would you call that, the part that you would stuff the sausage in?
The skin? Oh, that was the intestines.
Ever hear them call it the chitlins?
We didn't make that kind of sausage. Chitlins. Oh, people like chitlins. That's just the intestines.
That's
what chitlins is. It's the small intestines, I guess. I don't know, but we never had any. Mama didn't have any chitlins that I ever remember. But now listen, there's something that you guess had a high sounding name that they say is nothing on earth but chitlins. Now wait a minute, I ate it in Europe several times. Oh, what is it? Well, I can't think right now what it is, but it's a very popular meat. And I ordered it, and someone in the party said, "Josephine, you know what you're eating?" I said, "Yeah, but it tastes good." And I forget what it is. I haven't seen it on the menu. I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't reckon I have. But I can't think what it's called.
Deal.
Now, tripe is another name for a meat, a dish they say that's made out of the intestines.
I have eaten those a time too. You used to, mostly the nivorous were the people that would
eat those.
Mm-hmm. I have.
But there were a lot of white people who loved chitlins.
They weren't bad.
A lot of white people who thought chitlins were a delicacy.
When it was time to go out and milk the cows and feed the stock and everything at night, do you have a name for that time? You say it's a special name?
Time to go to the barn.